In this holiday season, the stock market is joyous. The bond market is gloomy. The Federal Reserve meets today, and its decision on what to do about interest rates will reflect one mood or the other. To make sense of the mood swings, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How do these different indicators see the economy in such different ways?
Well, this is one of those times when there are a lot of cross currents in the economy. The economy has definitely slowed significantly. The auto industry is hurting. Housing is hurting even worse. But as we saw in last week's unemployment report, the other parts of the economy are doing okay. The service sector is producing more jobs, enough more jobs so that net employment is up. The Fed is pretty optimistic. It thinks this slow patch is temporary and we're going to come out of it. The bond market is not persuaded. They think the Fed is seeing the economy through rose-colored glasses, and as soon as they figure out that things are really going to be bad, they're going to start cutting interest rates. Not today, but sometime next year.
But you said the Fed is optimistic.
Right. The Fed does see a slowdown in the economy. It actually welcomes a slowdown in the economy. It thought the economy was getting a little ahead of itself and we were going to get inflation unless things slowed down. It doesn't think this soft patch will last very long. It saw the good news in last week's employment report. And it is a little worried about inflationary pressures. You know, that's the thing that the Fed is charged with avoiding, inflation. They see a little quickening of price pressures and they want to head that off. The bond market thinks the Fed just has it wrong.
Well, what about that? Just a little upping of prices. Is that really inflation?
Well, in a historical sense, we're in a period of very low inflation. And the new Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, wants to be sure we keep it that way. So he didn't panic when oil prices went up, but there has been a quickening of the pace of price increases. It's easier for businesses to raise prices. There's a little upward pressure on wages. And what he's trying to do is saying, we're not going to let that get out of control. And so that's why he's seeming sort of tough on inflation. It's actually pretty ironic because when he took the job, the bond market thought this guy was going to be too weak-kneed on inflation. And now they think he may be a little bit too strong-armed.
One thing, David, when Ben Bernanke first took over, we spoke about him being plain-spoken. That was sort of the difference between him as a Fed chairman and Greenspan. Why does the bond market apparently not actually believe what he's saying?
Well, that's a great question, Renee. I think that the bond market and investors in general are having a little trouble getting used to the new Fed chairman. It's sort of a learning experience. And when he says something, they interpret it as if Alan Greenspan was saying it. So at the end of 2000, the Fed was talking tough about inflation. But then at the beginning of 2001, they started cutting interest rates and rates came down pretty fast. So the bond market thinks that's what Bernanke is doing now. He's talking tough, but he's actually going to act differently. And he actually doesn't believe in that kind of thing. He thinks you should say what you think. And he's having a hard time convincing the bond market that's really what he's doing.
But he's convinced you.
Well, yes, he has convinced me. I think that whether or not Mr. Bernanke has the right economic forecast is beyond my competence. But I am convinced that he is adopting a kind of call-it-as-you-see-it approach. And if he says that he sees no need to cut interest rates right away because he thinks the economy is going to pick up and he's worried about inflation, I take him at his word.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal.